Story is the most important thing in the world. Margaret's open 7 days a week, located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-75.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're asking average Americans what they think about the destructive Amazon fires.
Fires? Oh no! Will that affect their two-day delivery? I'm waiting on a pair of socks.
I'm talking about the Amazon rainforest.
The rainforest? Is that one of their distribution centers?
Not Amazon the company. These are Amazon wildfires.
Wildfire? Ooh, is that the newest Kindle?
No, it's the Amazon rainforest.
Did you say rainforest or Jeff Bezos?
The Amazon is being destroyed and wildfires are the prime cause.
Is there something wrong with my Prime membership?
No!
I'm not done binging The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel!
1.5 soccer fields of rainforest are being destroyed every minute of every day.
Ooh, that reminds me. I need to order a soccer ball.
I give up.
Alexa, search sporting equipment.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Department sending dozens of responders to Puerto Rico as Tropical Storm Dorian approaches.
We really are in a wait-and-see mode to see what transpires over the next few days. But the immediate concern right now is the tropical storm conditions and possible hurricane conditions for Puerto Rico and also spreading into the Dominican Republic.
Dennis Feltkin with the National Hurricane Center, Dorian packing maximum sustained winds near 50 miles per hour. A federal judge blocking Missouri's new law banning most abortions at or after 8 weeks of pregnancy. The law was to take effect tomorrow.
Judge Howard Sachs issuing a temporary restraining order halting the law until a legal challenge between the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the state of Missouri, or a possible appeal, plays out. Similar laws have been struck down in other states.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
It's Election Day.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me, is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point, and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion. Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy. And improving it by repeating the word jobs. And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a five-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interest billionaires and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency.
Anytime I can pull a favor for special interest, it always gives me a huge donor. And at this point in my political career, anytime I can get a donor to last longer than 4 years, well. Every 4 years, Americans are faced with a critical choice. Clinton or Bush or someone else. Well, I'm Gil Fulbright. And with a big enough donor, I can be that someone else. I'm Honest Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever my marketing team has put into this message.
Oh, the Chesapeake Bay. Huh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a great landfill.
Why, you're still here? Hey, we did a nice thing today on Happy Hour. We helped a family in pain for the loss of their pet that did not have the money to have a cremation take care of that, and actually did much better, so that they are better prepared when they're ready to adopt another one. Sanchez, Chihuahua, adorable dog too.
Yeah,
you know, that's one of the reasons I get emotional earlier, because I kept seeing it. It was a couple of days shy of 9 years old, and he just passed. You know, you see, you never know. So I want to thank everybody. The gentleman that
Sam,
you really touched our hearts and souls today, man. And we got this need accomplished in like 10 minutes. I am really freaking lucky to be blessed with people like those of you who listen, who have such big hearts. We've done this so many times and for so many good reasons. Thank you for the help. It is 8 minutes after 5. I think we deserve a pizza.
Yeah.
Actually, when you're ready to reward yourself with something really special, try the pizza place. I think when it comes to pizza, and correct me if I'm wrong, young Joey, but we're always looking for the next great pizza. There's places we'd like to go, and there's some decent places here. But I really, unless you're absolutely married to a certain location where nothing else will do. And I'm not talking about the place that advertised on national TV, but the pizza place, the one I keep hearing about that listeners have tried, Boholt, for example, the chicken bacon ranch pizza. They have a wide variety of types. I mean, they do the basic pepperoni as good as anybody else. But not only can they offer meat, veggie, garlic, white, I mean, they've got every possible choice you could imagine under the sun. Spinach and ricotta, the buffalo pizza. They have a size, and size matters when it comes to pizza.
Oh, my God.
That's the name of it. Because when you see the box it comes in, oh, my God, who is going to eat that? So if you're feeding a large party, you got a great option there. So they do all types of pizza specialties. They got wings and breadsticks. Emily, I know, loves those. Pete's Place, the subs, and so much more. And they're easy to get to. Right off I-85, just take Perry Hill north to Harrison. That first light there, it's in that plaza. Newly opened, beautiful place. The Pizza Place. Try it. 593-9753. 593-9753. If you'd like to place your order ahead of dining in, we'll check. Traffic Grant is joining us shortly.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out the traffic for your ride home, and things are busy out on the roadways at this time of the afternoon. We see a lot of traffic on I-85. Traffic is starting to jam up around the interchange, so be careful there. If you're headed north on I-65, there's a slowdown right at the Northern Boulevard. It's a short one. Just be patient, and you'll get right on through there. If you're cruising around the boulevard, be careful around the intersections. The traffic headed out of town on the 31s looks pretty good this afternoon. Let's be safe and get on to the house. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a front on the way that's going to deliver some nice changes to the state for at least a couple of days. But for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast from time to time. Overnight low temperature drops to about 74. Tomorrow, the risk of some leftover showers is mainly the first half of the day, I think, because drier air will overspread the state. And then cooler temperatures on Wednesday night, the overnight low temperature down to about 67, and less humid air on Thursday and Friday with sunshine, highs in the lower 90s. Threat of showers returns over the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Malake.
That was him just now. You know how some people are hard to shop for? Finding the right bit to play for Brant McDonald is a challenge almost every day, but I came up with this. Justin, the Real Housewives of the G7.
From Bravo TV, they're scandalous. They're international. They're married to the most powerful people in the world. They are the Real Housewives of G7. Meet Japan's First Lady, Aki Abe.
Life is about turning a Kamo no into a Kamo yes.
And French President Emmanuel Macron's wife, Brigitte.
I always baguette what I want whenever I want it.
And all the way from Chile, First Lady Cecilia Morel.
I wouldn't say I'm cold. I would say I'm a little Chile.
From Australia, it's Jenny Morrison.
Good day, mate. Go and walk about. Catch yourself a boomer. Throw a shrimp on the barbie. Gonna be a right corker. Crikey.
And who could forget our very own First Lady, Melania Trump.
Help me. Oops, I mean, be best.
And last but certainly not least, German President Angela Merkel's husband, Joachim Sauer.
Oh, just me and these ladies? This is best day of my life.
The Real Housewives of G7, coming soon to And It's Over.
All right, let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And, well, I'll let you take the lead here, Brant. It wasn't a particularly great day, but we have talked several times over recent weeks, just my opinion, that the never-Trumpers, the embedded deep staters, hate this president. They don't want him to succeed, even if it hurts the country. And today on CNBC, an article in which a former Fed, the New York Fed president, encouraged his colleagues to end Trump's disastrous path of trade war escalation. They should try to influence the 2020 election. That's frickin' treasonous.
Yeah, you know, I saw that as well. And, so the market's been headline-driven. There's a lot of nastiness going on out there. There's no doubt about it. So this guy Dudley, he was a former Fed governor there at the New York Fed. And, you know, obviously doesn't like the plan that or the tactics, you know, that the president's using to try to get a better trade deal with China. That's fine. I mean, I have no problem with him writing an op-ed piece, if you will, on, you know, I mean, he's a private citizen. He's away from the Fed. He can say, hey, this is not a good deal or whatever. But where he absolutely went overboard and way too far was to suggest that the Federal Reserve themselves should try to impact the election in 2020. I mean, that was completely uncalled for. And it was so bad that it even forced, spokesperson for the Federal Reserve to come out and publicly state that they are not about to do, you know, anything, much less set policy around monetary policy with respect to a political bent one way or the other.
Really?
And so, yeah, that's what they did, and they had to. This guy... that was ridiculous. I can't believe, that he did that.
They're really twisting the dragon's tail with this kind of crap, in my opinion, because there's so much fear. That's all the media does is spread fear. if it's not on an approaching storm, which is a normal event at this time of the year, there, you know, look at Drudge. My God, he's got storm clouds. Interest yield down below 2%. It's like, wow, it's the end of the world. That's everything today, and it's getting old.
Yeah, it's getting old. You know, I don't understand Drudge. I sort of do.
Compromised.
Well, yeah, for money. I mean, you have to attract eyeballs. You know, I mean, that's what this is all about. It's the headlines, and so yeah, the sensationalism is in coming up with these reports that are so grandiose, so out of bounds, so, as I said, over the top that it attracts attention. People go to the sites, they read it, they don't even understand what they're reading half the time, but yet it sounds so perilous that they feel compelled that they better, or else something bad's going to happen to them. So it's a sad situation, and but I'll say this, and I'm going to continue to stress this. You know, you look at two different things. You look at the policy decisions that are being made in the White House and the track that they're on and why they're doing it. So let's just break that down real quick. No question at all that what Trump is doing to China is hurting them significantly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really bad. And sure, we may experience a little bit of pain from this, but it's nothing like what they're going to experience in that country. They're in a very bad debt situation. It's ominous. It's so bad. I can't stress that enough. I mean, their debt to GDP is running over 400% now. They're doing everything they can, chasing down U.S. dollars to try to protect their own currency. Their capital outflows are really picking up steam. And what that means is money leaving China, coming to America. This is untenable, and they're going to have to cut a deal at some point, or it could get really bad. Now, part of the problem of what we're seeing with this inverted yield curve, which is the new big buzzword that everybody's learned how to say now.
Never heard of it until 2 weeks ago, and now...
I mean, okay, so yes, yields are coming down, and they really are. They're coming down with a lot of acceleration, too. I mean, we're seeing them really pick up steam. It's like the snowball downhill effect, and that creates a lot of worry and a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear. I get that. Listen, it bothers me. It forces us to have to make investment decisions to protect our clients, which we have done. In fact, we did this 6 weeks ago. So we feel pretty good about how we're positioned right now. But I would just say this is not so much the action in the Treasury bond market is not so much about some doomsday scenario for the United States as much as it is a doomsday scenario for China.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, are things getting bad? Absolutely they're getting bad. But it's not so much in the U.S. as it is in China.
Mm.
So I do want to, and I'm not just saying that as a, quote, homer, okay, you know, or an American citizen. I'm looking at the facts and at the raw data, and I think I've gone on record many, many times and said, is the war worth fighting? Absolutely. Does everyone support the war? You bet they do. Everyone in Silicon Valley, even the liberals, you notice there's no one in Washington. You don't hear about Pelosi and Schumer and
right.
all of the rest of them coming out attacking the president on trade. You're not going to, because those people that support them like it. They want him fighting this trade war.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's got to do it. And so this is going to continue. We will eventually come to a conclusion at some point down the road, and it will be painful, and yes, we're going to feel it, and we have felt it. But not like the Chinese. The Chinese are really hurting, and that's why we've got an inverted yield curve. That's why you're seeing money fly, overseas money flying into safe zones like the German Bund, which is negative yields across the board, Japanese government obligations or JGBs, government bonds, Japanese government bonds, and certainly, obviously, U.S. Treasuries. And that's also a reason why gold has been moving higher.
Mm.
So A lot of fear in global markets. The United States continues to hang in there. And listen, you know, Trump has made it clear. He knows what's at stake. I mean, we're coming within striking distance now of 12 months before re-election. And he risks, if this goes too far, he knows he risks the U.S. getting caught up in it. And we may not go into a recession, but we come very close if it gets a lot worse. So, you know, he's steely-eyed in this deal, and he's staring them down, and we'll see where it goes. But back to the original thing, for Dudley to come out and say that was beyond the paw. I mean, just unbelievable. Former governor, Fed governor.
I know. And so, it speaks to, you know, and we talk so much on this station about the deep state and what is it and where is it. And we're really learning a lot about it because Trump has forced them out in a lot of instances. And we're finding out, like, attempts to overthrow his presidency from day one. This is wrong. This is not what the founding fathers had in mind for America, was to have literally the choice taken away from the people and everything manipulated by players who are in positions that aren't even outlined in the Constitution. Is the Fed, there's nothing about a Federal Reserve in the Constitution. There's a lot of people that think it shouldn't exist at all. But that today, I just put it on Facebook. People need to be aware of what's going on and who's... they want us to go back to the nice old way when we just went about our business and didn't pay much attention to what was going on behind the scenes. It's really sad, Brent.
It is really sad. And, you know, and the other thing he talked about, too, though, was what's the Fed's reaction going to be, you know, if this, in other words, if it wasn't for Trump creating a trade war, we wouldn't have this, you know, pressure in the bond market, pressure on global markets, and all of that. And Dudley's assertion is that, you know, Trump wants the Fed to bail him out from a horrible deal. And I disagree with that. I do disagree with that. First of all, I think there's a lot more going on than just a trade deal. You know, Europe is not doing so great.
Yeah.
Japan's not doing so great. And, yeah, I get it. I mean, this trade war is a big, big deal. Two extremely large economies going at it, and it seems to be getting worse, not better. So you would expect to see bond yields doing this. But, you know, look, regardless of how it's happening, why it's happening, at the end of the day, the Fed's got to make a decision. Are they going to sit here and sit on the federal funds rate at a target range of roughly 2%, or are they going to cut them? And, you know, they're going to have to cut them. They're just going to have to. And that's really all there is to it. You've got a three-month T-bill, which is trading at 1.9-something percent. I didn't see where it closed today. But then you look at the 2-year, the 10-year, the 30-year. I mean, the 30-year bond yield is now below 2%. The average dividend yield for the S&P 500, these are dividends that, you know, companies pay to their shareholders. Mm-hmm. The dividend yield for the S&P 500 is now higher than the yield on a 30-year Treasury bond. 30 years. I mean, this is getting, this is a pretty serious situation, and I really do believe that.
Well, that's one reason why we're out of time, but that's one reason why I'm glad you're able to join us every day to shed light on all this stuff. And folks, this same service is available to you on a personal level. What I suggest, if you've never looked into putting a plan together for your money and for your future, not just your immediate future, but long term, call 387-0094 and go over and meet Brant and these incredible people and at least talk. It's really all about you and what you're looking to accomplish and how they can help you do it. I guarantee you it will be time well spent. 387-0094 for Brant and the Brain Trust, as I like to call them, at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thank you for your time.
Oh, for sure, man. Look forward to tomorrow.
You got it, buddy. 5:26.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Didn't see any rain develop this afternoon, have we?
No, not
we
at
do
all.
We do have cooler, drier air coming. That is
Oh, that's
cool.
Wonderful.
Rich's latest forecast is just ahead right now. Let's see how the roads are moving to 5:26.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 5 o'clock hour, and it looks like a pretty good time to be traveling. We don't have any big delays on the interstates, not even down at the interchange, but that could change at any minute, so just be careful if you're in the downtown area. If you're on the boulevard, it's stop and go at most of the major intersections, and it looks great on the 31s. The Atlanta Highway is pretty crowded. Lots of folks leaving the downtown area headed towards the east side, so be careful if you're headed in that direction. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pizza delivery. Did somebody order extra sausage?
Oh, this
is Bernie Sanders. Sorry to interrupt your me time with my campaign ad. Did you know the average pizza delivery guy makes $7 an hour? That puts him in the bottom 99% of the lower 50% of the bottom 23%.
Hey, doctor, should I get naked for this exam?
She won't be so excited for the exam after she sees her deductible. That's why I support Medicare for All.
I need a plumber to check my pipes.
Did you know she's only doing this to pay for college? When I'm president, college will be free, and she won't have to degrade herself. I'm Bernie Sanders, and after I tax the rich, everyone will get a money shot. I mean, a shot at the money.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that 27% approval number for Trump in the state of Virginia, it's not as bad as it sounds. 53% disapprove him there. And given that it's government workers and all that crap, you can sort of understand it. But these Trump haters, man, you're going to get, you really want Liz Warren in there? Do we have to go through this again like we did with Obama? A woman that faked her race to gain an advantage, a competitive advantage. Those days should be over anyway. This whole thing with checking boxes and we got to have quotas, that should be long gone. This country doesn't run that way anymore. And if it does, there are remedies. Nobody wakes up. Oh, we can't have one of those people working here because it's just bull crap. And having gone through a little bit of that on my own back in the 70s, I had applied. I was working at CBS in Chicago, and I had been there for 2 years. Okay. And the job of public service director became open. It also involved doing a weekly on-air show. And I was more than qualified to take the job. I had the on-air experience on that station. I had been a part-time jock during that 2 year, which was good in a way because it allowed me to work for, I don't know if I've told you this before, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, the group.
Mm-hmm.
So being a part-time jock, I could do both things. But in 76, I think this was, the job paid $40,000, which was would have been a huge salary for me at that time. May have directed my career differently, I don't know. But I was told point blank by the general manager, who liked me, who was a good guy, John Cavallari, I got to give it to a woman. Because New York wants a woman in that gig. We got to have more women in the building. You know, that stinks. It just does. And it also stunk for people who couldn't get into places because they were a person of color. I get that. I'm not being, you know, turning my back on what happened at that time, too. But discrimination does not solve discrimination. In fact, it brought a lot of resentment. We did the same thing at the Waxy 106, where the Mark Denver worked, you know, the guy.
Oh, yeah, the good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy, yeah. At night there with the big five share, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't get no remotes. Well, they wanted a female jock. And they found somebody who was so bad. It's not unusual to find a weekend person who may have weaknesses. But if you're a good program director, like the guy we got downstairs, he can mold you and guide you and give you the chance to make a few mistakes so you get better. That's how you do it. Got to make your mistakes somewhere. This woman was not somebody who learned from mistakes, who improved so much as an iota after like 3 or 4 months and said things on the air that were ridiculous. Really, it's just, she was scared crapless every time she turned on a mic. And I was a little bit evil.
Oh, just a little bit?
One of my morning guys and I, we were just... I mean, we would listen to air checks of her just to laugh. Not as bad as Chelsea in Chicago.
Yeah, I was about to say, have you told me this story before?
No, this is two. This is Gina, mm-hmm. is the South Florida girl. Chelsea was the one whose real name was Gail DeLotte. And we knew she was earning her way on the air through the boss's office, so to speak. She's on the air one night. And she used to backsell. That's when you tell people what you just played. She used to backsell songs like she was calling football signals. Outlaw Man, Eagles, Sleepwalker, Kinks. Hello, my name is Gail. No, it's not. I'm Chelsea. That's right, I'm Chelsea. You're listening to Loop. I think she was a little bit looped. Mm. Gail just made no sense. She spoke in ridiculous non sequiturs. She had no idea where she was going. So we knew the day was coming when they were going to let her go. And Gina was also, it was so mean, was known for wearing excessive makeup. So we wanted to see how deep the cuts in her face would be as the tears ran through all that Maybelline.
The things that occupy your mind.
Yeah, I don't feel proud of this, Donald. But you know what? She should have never been hired to begin with. Every time our boss got drunk and drove through the Everglades, he'd come up with another gem. Here's the future of the radio station. Oh, my God. So, I finally told him, take a tape the next time you drive over to Fort Myers. Don't listen to anything. You're going to get ideas. Just a little aside story here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Based on a text message I just received a few minutes ago, I need to go downstairs, check on some things, given that Jay's not here. So,
Jay goes away and the whole damn place falls apart.
It'll be okay.
No. It's next week, I'll be gone.
Yeah, I can cover it.
I'm working one day next week, Tuesday. I kind of like that. I want to work the one day just so I could say I had a one-day work week, although I don't consider this work. It's fun. And thanks again to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson for hanging with us. Man, I loved it when they were talking about the social issues today that are plaguing schools and so forth. And that's really what's behind this mayoral election. I normally am pretty open about who I vote for. I am not telling you. I consulted a lot of people. And that's the weird thing. The more I asked, the more confused I got because very few people really seemed certain that they had the right candidate for the office. We'll see, in about 3 hours probably, we'll at least have a good idea of how the whole thing's going to play out. When we know who's in the runoff, that's when we will have the candidates on this show for a 5-question interview. I already know what they're going to be. And they're not going to be easy. I wish I had the skill set of a baron. But we used to have someone long ago on the station who I thought was horrible. Horrible with guests. Because it was more like a cross-examination. It made you uncomfortable to listen, even if you didn't particularly care for the person being interviewed because the style was like, we're going to pin this on you one way or the other. That's just not my thing. It's never been my thing. I have opinions, but I don't like making people in my studio uncomfortable. So that's why we'll have 5 questions for each candidate. At this rate, I'll be amazed if anybody comes up with 25%. Of the vote. Do you think that's possible? Nobody will break 25% with 8 candidates running, and a lot of them have very passionate support. It sure will be interesting. 5:40 is the time. Today, hot, humid, no rain developed, and we've got a little help coming from nature later in the week, and soon it'll be fall. But no matter what time of the year it is, it's important to have an efficiently running system and to make sure somebody's watchdogging it to make sure there's nothing going on that's going to lead to a systemic failure and require the need for complete replacement. You know when that happens? At the worst time. My unit at the old house was just about 20 years old, not quite 20 years old. And I had to replace it the week Roz and I got married. That was not good timing. I'm not a rich guy, you know. I don't have a lot of margin for error for catastrophes like that. So the best way to prevent that is to have Clark's on your team, doing those two annual tune-ups ahead of each major seasonal change, and to be on call for urgent care service if something does go wrong. It's a machine. They can break, no matter how carefully they're maintained. Same thing for plumbing. You think your faucets or pipes are going to break at a convenient time. It never works that way. Your water tank is going to rupture when you've got nothing better to do. No, it's always at the worst time. So having a Clark's Club membership means you have the best in the business for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing on call 24/7. Get it by calling 277-2125, 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and really nice people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we see an accident on the Troy Highway at the Boulevard, so please be careful there. Otherwise, the Boulevard's moving along pretty well this afternoon. We are starting to see some traffic jams on I-85 in the downtown area, so watch it as you approach the interchange. There's also a slowdown on I-65 right around the Northern Boulevard, but it's nothing to worry about. Just be patient. You'll be through that one in just a minute. The 31s all look good this afternoon. Let's be extra careful and get our evening started safely. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. A three-year-old boy reported missing last night in Wetumpka was found safe earlier this morning. The Elmore County Sheriff says three-year-old Zachary Rutherford was found 680 yards behind his house. And besides a few bumps and bruises, he is safe and in good health. Today is election day for the city of Montgomery. Voters head to the polls to elect the next mayor as well as several city council members. Also, it's the Republican runoff election for House District 74 between Michael Fritz and Charlotte Meadows. Alabama News Network will have live updates throughout the evening. A judge will decide whether statements made by Roy Moore during the 2017 U.S. Senate race were defamatory against a woman who accused him of sexual misconduct. Lee Korfman said Moore molested her decades ago as a minor. Korfman filed a lawsuit saying Moore defamed her as a liar when he denied the accusation. Moore's attorney argued Moore has a right to defend himself and call the accusations untrue. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a front on the way that's going to deliver some nice changes to the state for at least a couple of days. But for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast from time to time. Overnight low temperature drops to about 74. Tomorrow, the risk of some leftover showers is mainly the first half of the day, I think, because drier air will overspread the state, and then cooler temperatures on Wednesday night, the overnight low temperature down to about 67, and less humid air on Thursday and Friday with sunshine, highs in the lower 90s, threat of showers returns over the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region, and that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United, for your comfort.
Do you live?
live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today. Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
By the way, they can take over your existing monitoring for as low as $29 a month. Applied Security. Guess who our nominee is, Joey?
Who?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Wow. Yeah, this Jack Watt. It's been a long time since we've given him one of these awards. What was he said in front of the Greek columns in Denver?
Oh, we're the ones we've been waiting for. We're going to make the oceans.
So, former president had buys what? A $15 million, because he's a man of the people. $15 million mansion on Martha's Vineyard, which by estimates of these climate freaks will be underwater soon. Of course, they were telling us that, you know, the ocean would be reaching US 1 by the year 2000, and that's 20 years ago, and I don't think the ocean line has changed a bit, just like my hairline. They said that would recede, and it didn't.
No, you look good.
Thank you.
Very distinguished. The very Burt Reynolds circa Boogie Nights.
Do we deny that the Obamas, the family of hope and change, can buy a $15 million mansion with all those post-presidential profits? No. They're going to live right along with the people they belong with, the very wealthy. It's just that they're buying this in a place where these panic button pushers are saying we'll be underwater, so their investment will go floating away. The hypocrisy in this purchase is staggering.
Oh, the poor, hope and change.
Well, you certainly got plenty of that for yourself and your Mrs. Obama, didn't you? At great cost to us, by the way. And I will never understand in a million years of evolution. Just think about how at least quieter things would have been if they had just elected Mitt and gotten rid of him in 2012. Probably would have had a better economy. You know, the media would have been not nice to him, but I don't think it would have been anything approaching this relentless effort to get Trump out of office that we're seeing. Sometimes I think we need Applied Security to protect us from politicians.
Yes.
I don't think they have a program for that, though, but if anybody could, they would. We are at 10 minutes before. You mind if I play some? I haven't heard this particular Norm clip. It's short.
Okay.
I just want to play this for a minute. My throat's getting a little bit raw.
Hey,
this occurred to me today. ID, which I had to show to you. There's a strange abbreviation when you think about it. I is short for I. And then D is short for identification. They could have split that one up a little better, you know? That was the TV, I watch the news. Make you afraid, the news, you know?
Yeah.
All these stories on Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago?
Oh, that's an old clip. MASH ended in 1983. It is 5:51. Can I ask another seemingly stupid question?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we're seeing all of these fast food places? Dairy Queen had to clarify their burgers are not made from human flesh. Because of some stupid internet thing. But what is it with Burger King? And now they're doing it with chicken.
Yeah, but it's not actually chicken.
No, it's soybeans or whatever. Meatless Whopper.
Right.
What is the point? It's not like they've added it to the menu as a consideration for vegan people. You know, if a vegetarian goes to lunch.
I think it's a trial run. See what people think. And I think most reviews I've seen is it's there's no comparison to just beef. Like, you can get close, but the review I read said it tasted like other veggie burgers I've had.
Am I jumping to a ridiculous conclusion when I see this as part of this whole green agenda conspiracy?
No, it's definitely part of the green.
They want to take our cows away, Joey. They don't want to take the steak off our plates and the burgers out of our buns.
It's part of it. And if this sort of stuff, you know, if you can recreate in the lab meat that isn't actually slaughtered from a cow and it tastes just as good as a cow, fine. I'll eat it. But I highly doubt you've done that. And from reviews, they haven't done that yet.
You know,
anything that's voluntary is fine, but it's just like
these whatever. Brainwashed little social justice warriors, your generation, mm-hmm. mostly.
Sure, because we're all running.
Look at what they did to Gillette with their toxic masculinity nonsense. They took a $5.8 billion loss.
Yeah,
because you know what? You can think whatever you want, and you can run your ads any way you choose. But guess what? There's other people that make shaving products and will buy them instead. I'm a Barbasol guy now. I'm done with Gillette. It's too late. I mean, they made a serious...
I don't shave, so or at least not with a razor.
Okay, Jesus, we know.
I mean, actually, I trimmed today a little bit. Evened it out, you know.
You really have the look going on Saturday, though, I got to tell you.
Well, just letting the hair flow.
Oh, it was...
with the headband.
Very impressive.
Jay Quellen.
Mm-hmm.
She's at her polling place. Yeah. It's very busy.
Yeah, she called earlier.
Where is she?
Off Ray Thornton Road at Church of Christ.
Oh, okay.
Right out there. Can't remember the exact name of it.
Arrowhead seemed busy. That poor guy. Who was it that called? Was it Black Caesar to call?
Yeah.
Goes to Arrowhead to vote. Because he lives there, but no, you've got to go to Fraser, and then goes to Fraser, and they tell him to go back. That's ridiculous. That should not happen. That should not happen in our system at all. At all.
At all.
As George Carlin says so eloquently. A final word, if I may, and he'll be joining us Thursday. That would be our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister of Playtime. It's the last week of the month at Adams Motorsports. Today through Saturday, the rubber band man, I call him, at the end of the month, he needs to bend over backwards to get deals done so they can hit their numbers. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kymco, and Polaris products, all of which have the manufacturer's money available for loans at very consumer-friendly interest rates. So you don't have to meet the bank standard. these companies that produce these incredible products want you to enjoy them. Off-road, on-road, in the water. Kawasaki, the inventor of the jet ski. Terry can get you set up by Labor Day weekend without blinking an eye. They can make it happen that quickly. All you got to do is stop by. That's a little late in the day to visit, but go on AdamsMotorsports.com and take a look at the inventory and see if there isn't something that sparks your imagination. So you can finally have that toy for the lake or something to explore the incredible landscape of Alabama. Or just enjoy the, what's he call it? Oh, you never see a motorcycle in front of a psychiatrist's office because you're experiencing life in such a visceral way. All of that awaits you at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And you can start that credit app for those super low interest rates, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kimco, and more at AdamsMotorsports.com. The Joey Clark Radio Hour is next, and you are...
Oh, you want me to preview the show?
Yeah. I left a big blank there for you.
Well, number one, Eric is joining me.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of stories we could cover.
Is that husband Eric?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to see where it goes. I mean, there are some heartfelt stories I have, some creepy historical-based stories I have, some even more creepy modern-day stories.
One more time, we want to thank everybody who helped Cooter and his grandkids with the loss of their dog today.
Yes.
You touched my soul. We are grateful.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising on through the 5 o'clock hour, and our traffic looks pretty good for this time of the afternoon. We still see lots of traffic on the boulevard. There's an accident at the Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard, so be careful there. We also see a pretty big crowd between Vaughan Road and the interstate. If you're on the interstates, everything is moving along extra well this afternoon. We don't have any big hang-ups. The only slowdown we see is between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway on the northbound side of 85. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call.